Good morning, everyone. It is always a blessing to be here. And today I'm going to do something a little different, if you don't mind. Today, the title of the message is, Look What God Has Done. Amen? Look what God has done. And what I want to do, because this year, Donna Batiste Ministries is celebrating 17 years of existence. Amen. Listen, we made it through the COVID. There are many ministries that did not make it through the COVID, and we made it because of people like yourselves. And I want to take this time just to say thank you. And I'm basing it from the scripture that was read of the Apostle Paul, but let me just go back and give you a big bit of context of where this scripture came from. But allow me to open in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning, God. You know, as I often say, I do not come here to please anyone, nor to offend anyone. I want to give forth your word as you have given it to me. Today it's a bit different because I want people to see what you have done for this ministry that some people even ridiculed. And I hope it is an encouragement to someone here today to know that all God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine, irrespective of what man, woman, boy, or girl may say. Because when you have determined for something to be done, it will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Father, I ask that you have your will and your way. And it is a way to say thank you to OCM Grace Church for the support that they have given to this ministry over the years. So, as you know, the scripture that was read, but let me give a bit of background. This in Acts, going back to Acts 13, chapter 3, it is where the Apostle Paul, the church set aside Barnabas and Saul to go forth and preach the word of God. They anointed them, they prayed for them, and they were sent off. They left from Cyprus, they went to Salamis. And there they began to preach the word of God. And one of Paul's pattern was he always went to the synagogues whenever he went into a town to preach and proclaim the word of God. From there he went to Paphos, where he met a sorcerer, and that sorcerer came to Christ. From there they move on to Perga, Pamphylia, and then Pisidian Antioch. And many Jews came to Christ in Antioch. But there were those who were angry when they saw so many of their faith come into Christ that they stirred up a whole lot of trouble. So Paul and Barnabas left from there, went to Iconium, and there the Jews who stirred up trouble in Antioch followed them and stirred up trouble there too. So they were not able to do a lot of work in that area. Then they moved on from Iconium and they went to Lystra and Derbe. There was a man who came to Christ, who was healed. And the people were so impressed, they were asking, who are these people? How can they heal this man like that? So they gave them the name. They thought they were Zeus and Hermes, but he told them, no, that's not who we are, The Jews also followed them again from Antioch and Derbe and came to cause conflict there. But Paul and Barnabas, being the kind of men they were, guess what? They went back to Lystra. They went back to Iconium. They went back to Antioch. And they strengthened their disciples there. When they were finished, they went to Pisidia and Pamphylia again. Then they went to Perga, where they were attacked. They went back to Antioch, and guess what? Then they came back to our scripture where we just read, and they gave a report of all that they had gone through. This is what I'm here to do today. Because it matters not what ministry you do. especially when a church is supporting that ministry. I think it's only right that you come back and give a report of the work you have been doing for the Lord. Amen? So that people would know that the money is being given to the ministry isn't wasted and used for other things. As I said, Donna Batiste Ministries, we are celebrating 17 years. I want to tell you this, OCM Grace Church. There was a time when I started this ministry and the Lord put it upon my heart to start a ministry that will focus upon the unadulterated word of God, to preach the word of God without fear, to preach the word of God without shame, to preach the word of God calling, preaching truth to power, to preach the Lord, especially when it comes to the evangelism of lost souls, and to preach the gospel so that the Christians who have to listen, after we go to church for a while, we get a little lax. We get a bit comfortable with the things of God. And my calling is, that's why I go from church to church. Amen. I can preach what I need to say. Then I get in my car and I go home. Praise the Lord. So when it comes especially to preaching to believers, especially those of us who have walked with the Lord for a while, sometimes we need to be reminded, you need to perk things up a bit. You need to get back deep in the Word of God. You need to get back into prayer. You need to get back into evangelism. When it comes to preaching and evangelism, I have no shame in telling people, if you did not accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, there is only two places. It's either heaven or, plain and simple. People are afraid to talk about the cross today. They're afraid to talk about heaven and hell. Well, I have no shame about it. And praise the Lord, because of that work, in the 16 years we have seen in this ministry, over 200 people come to Jesus Christ. Amen? Because you have to be bold, because we are in the last days. So I'm going to go through some pictures to show you what God has done. I hope this encourages you. It's not a big ministry by stretch. My office is my bedroom that I converted into my office. I give it to God. That's where my office is. I don't have a big overhead or income or expenses. It's about $100,000 a year because I try to keep things low because the focus is on the work of the Lord. Because that's the kind of ministry I do, there have been those who have ridiculed me. Oh, that's some fly-by-night ministry. Who knows what you're doing? You know the big preachers on TV. You're not this, you're not that. I don't want to be that. I told the Lord when he called me to this ministry, I said, all I want to do is two things. To preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to see souls come to Jesus Christ, and to stir up the church to get back again vibrant and powerful for Jesus Christ. I don't need no bling bling and all the big office and all of that to do that. I got my car and I go where I need to go. So because of that, I've been ridiculed, but ridicule away. Amen. With all your ridicule, 200 people in the 16 years, it may not sound like a lot, but 200 people came to Jesus Christ, and we got to give God praise for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you are part of it. You are part of it. So look what God has done. Let me see if I get this right, my brother Stephen. Okay. They went backward. All right. That is our scripture verse. And the portion I'm focusing on is 26. Finally, They returned by ship to Antioch of Syria, where their journey had begun. That's when the church had laid hands on them. The believers there had entrusted them, meaning Paul and Barnabas, to the grace of God to do the work they had now completed. Upon arriving in Antioch, what did they do? They called the church together and reported everything God had done through them, and now he had opened, I guess, they cut off the rest of the scripture. But what I want you to do, what I'm doing now, is exactly that. I think you might have to do it, brother, for me. Okay. Oh. Okay, you all right, there it is. All right. This is my ministry, Donna Batiste ministry. We have since updated our logo. You know, as time goes on, you have to get it more digitally friendly. So this, and this is the members of our board. Amen. Because I wanted to see, I'm not doing this ministry by myself. We have our treasurer, we have our secretary, we have our events coordinator, we have our grant writer, and all of that we have on our board. So it's not me, even when you see me come and preach, it is not just Pastor Donna Batiste coming. It's my board that supports me. We have quarterly meetings, 4 times a year, and every month we meet for 30 minutes. Okay. Part of my ministry is preaching and teaching. And a lot of churches don't do altar calls. I do altar calls. So this is just to show you the response of the preaching ministry that I do. Oh, which church is this? This is one of the churches that I preach at. And I want to thank you, OCM Grace, for your support, not only financially. Anybody can give financially. The prayers and the fact that you have had me coming here for over what? 10, 15 years, something like that. That means more to me than anything you could give me. The fact that you received the word and you said the word have touched you and challenged you. That to me means more than anything. I want to thank you and thank your pastor for entrusting this pulpit to me. Okay, and who? Oh, we missed him. Okay, it moves very fast. Yeah. Oh, what? It doesn't like pastor. And there's your pastor. Amen. Amen. And I just to show you some, this is when we used to do Sunday school. Amen. The next thing I want to show you is what Donna Batiste Ministries, it's a multifaceted ministry. This ministry, we have what is called From Seed to Harvest. And I think Pastor Maxim attended one when we had it on Zoom just to get a feel. The aim of this ministry, this facet of our ministry, is to teach people how to start their business. And this is for the underemployed, the unemployed, those who want to start a non-for-profit or profit. And the aim of this is people will come in on Saturday with their ideas for a ministry, a business, or a non-profit. And by Monday, they can go to the county clerk's office, do their doing business as, and get their ministry started. Because of this, we have started a ministry in Haiti, a ministry in Guyana called Tiger Bay Compassion Ministries. We have seen local solutions started. We have seen a financial literacy program started. So it is a ministry that we preach the gospel, yes, but we also want people to understand how to feed themselves. Amen. So all of that, you give two. We're moving on, Brother Stephen, to the next one. Another part of my ministry is that I do women's ministries all over. This was at, one was in Maryland, one was in Manhattan. The other one, I think, was in Brooklyn, New York. Missions. Donna Batiste Ministries. I was a missionary. Spent 5.5 years as a missionary in Mali, West Africa. And it is part of my passion. So I just came back from a missionary work in Nassau, Bahamas, where I helped the church to set up a prayer team. And the prayer team prays while the service is going on. So this was, but this one was a ministry that was multifaceted. We took support for the school. We did a dance ministry at this time. We did a teaching and preaching ministry. Next one, please. Okay. Another part of my ministry that I do is a radio ministry. As a matter of fact, we broadcast over 2 radio stations, WMCA right here in the city, 570 AM, and then over Homecoming Gospel. It is an internet radio ministry. And these are some of the countries that this ministry has reached. Algeria, Australia, Austria, Bahamas, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, Denmark, England, France, Germany, India, Ireland, Italy, Mexico, New Zealand, Russia, South Africa, Spain, of course, different states of the U.S., and the Virgin Islands. So this is another aspect of Donna Batiste Ministries. And WMCA, a radio program, comes on 570 a.m. Mondays at 9 p.m. I ministered in Belize, and this one was another multifaceted ministry. We went into, I don't know what they call it, the hinterland, I guess, where a lot of the mestizo Indians live. And ministered at a church in the city. And then they invited me to minister at one of their classes. And then there, I also went to the classrooms. They have religious education. It is part of their curriculum. And so several kids came to Christ right there in the school. Oh, how I wish we had that again. Amen, brothers and sisters. What a difference our world would be rather than our kids running hog wild, doing all kind of crazy stuff. They would have been given a moral compass in school to know right from wrong. I think one of the things that has been detrimental to our youth is that they have no moral compass. They don't know right from wrong anymore. And that's one of the things the church did give right to. The next one is that, okay. Okay, right there. We did a mission trip to Senegal, West Africa. And this was a sevenfold ministry, actually, that we did. Now, I don't want you to think that we went and the Africans were not equipped. They were well equipped. Amen. Don't believe all them pictures they show you with the kid with the snotty nose and the kid digging up the water. They go way, way back in the bush and get them pictures to try to make money. When you go to Africa, you will find that a good portion of Africa is very well developed. So when we went to assist, for example, the prison ministry. Well, established prison ministry, one of the prison wardens came to the U.S. to Colorado to study, okay, to go back and minister there. So we went as support to the ministry. We did our medical work. There was one who does radiology. One was a doctor. So what they did, they went to the hospitals, the teaching, the training, took some more up-to-date equipment because they already had a well-established, powerful hospital there. The next thing we did was prayer ministry. The other thing we did was dance ministry, where liturgical dance was taught, and it was powerful. We also did ministry to the church, and of course we took things to encourage the pastors and the people and the congregation there. It was a wonderful time. It really was. We did a prayer walk around the community, and then they showed us one of the schools that they have built, and the aim of the school is anybody can come. It didn't matter what religion you are, anybody can come. But of course, you know, the aim is to share the gospel. So that was the trip to Senegal. Okay. I had the opportunity to preach, and my French is not that good, even though I studied French. But the pastor, you know, translate. It was beautiful. I tell you, we had a wonderful, wonderful time. Amen. Next one, please. And I think that's it. So that is just to show you the work that the Lord has led me to. It is not just one thing. It's several things that He has led me to. I want to close with, look what the Lord has done. As I said, when I started out the ministry, there were those who ridiculed. One person even told me, oh, I thought that was a fly-by-night ministry. When God called me to start the ministry, I went to people, and I'm saying this to encourage somebody here today. I went to persons for help. Christians, friends, could you help me to know what is the next step? Nothing. Do this, do that, do this, do that. And then they took off. How can I, this was back in the day when websites were new. How can I start a website? Do this, do that, do this, do that. And they were gone. How do I set up a board? Do this, do that, do this, do that. And they were gone. How do I manage payroll? Do this, do that, do that, do this. And they were gone. And I began to realize there's a strange thing sometimes. I don't understand, why is it when we see God is doing work in somebody's life that we don't come alongside and encourage? I'm challenging you as believers. And sometimes people can look at you and see where you are going. And instead of encouraging, they will try to sabotage it. That's what I went through. But the Lord told me, He said, do not give up. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. You just keep trusting me, and you will see how I will part every Red Sea. What you don't understand about the Apostle Paul and Barnabas is that every town they went into, almost they faced trouble. They could have packed up their bags and said, listen, I am going home. Even John Mark, who traveled with them, bailed on them in the middle of the campaign. What did they do? They kept going. The very places, the very ones who came from towns to undermine their work, guess what they did? They went right back to those very towns and did the exact work the people were stirring up trouble about. What God told me, He said, you keep putting one foot in front of the other. Don't let nobody discourage you. No matter how they laugh at you, no matter how they block you, you keep putting one foot in front of the other. And I did it. There was one night, my brothers and sisters, I was up midnight. Everything I was doing, this block and that block and this one complaining, this. And I laid there that night. And I said, God, I am drawing a line in the sand. I said, I'm drawing a line in the sand. You called me to this. You told me to do this. Now you make a way where there seems to be no way. And the biggest block was getting the website done. I stayed up till midnight. I prayed through 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock. And I said, God, you gotta shake this thing. You gotta shake it. You gotta move it. You gotta make a way for me where there seems to be no way. All the naysayers, shut them down. All the blockers, move them out of the way. Everything that is undermining this thing that you have called me to do, stop it now and turn it around. Well, the next morning, guess what? Things began to turn. Sometimes the Lord allows a little pressure to get us to the point of prayer, to get us to be serious. Sometimes you gotta fast and you're gonna pray before you get started. Paul and Barnabas, the church fasted, they prayed, they laid hands on them, sent them off, and still they faced trouble. But did they get the work done? How did it say at the end of the verse? They came back and they reported because the work was done. Well, church, despite all the hell I went through trying to do the work of God and all the people that came against me and spoke against me and undermined the work that I did, guess what? 17 years later, I am here to tell you what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done, OCM Grace Church, and you had a part of it. Hallelujah, this morning. Come on, we got to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Despite all that Satan tried to do in 17 years, I'm still here. Despite all the undermining, I'm still here. Because all the naysayers said, I'm still here. And God is still working through Donna Baptiste Ministries. What are you facing? What are you facing? What are the challenges you're facing? The inadequacies you're facing? I'm not smart enough. I'm not wise enough. I'm not old enough. I'm not young enough. I'm not strong enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough people to support me. Come on! If God has put that on your heart, get up. Take some time to fast and pray. Go before God and get up and get going. Do I still face problems? Yes, my brothers and sisters, I do. But look what God has done. 17 years. Look what God has done. You need to trust God. You need to believe God. Matters not what anybody says. I like to say, put your foot in it and don't move. Look what God has done. The ministry they ridicule now reaches Australia. The ministry they laughed at reaches Cuba. The ministry they laughed at reaches into Russia, Afghanistan. What if, think with me for a minute, just one minute. What if I'd given up? What if I'd say, God, I can't take this no more, and I did. What if I knelt by my bedside and I cried my heart out and said, God, I'm giving up, and I did. What do you do when people write reports on you? Lies. and it comes back to you and you look at it. And people endeavor to shut down your ministry because of these lies. And you want to give up. I did. But God came. You see, we don't understand our God. He knows our frailties. He knows our weaknesses. And he sends the right people at the right time. And if there is nobody, he comes himself. Read on to 14, 15, 16, and verse 7, chapter 17. And you would see that Paul was in prison and he was so discouraged in prison. And God's presence came and said to him, Paul, the same thing you did, I want you to go to Rome and do the same thing. God didn't call him a failure. God didn't call him a mess up. He said, oh my God, come on now, Paul. The same mess you're in, I want you to pick it up and go do the same thing for me. Don't let nobody talk you down. If God has laid you and set you aside for something, there are the dry times and there are the fun times. But always remember, one day you would stand and say, like me, look what God has done. Amen. Again, OCM Grace Church. And I say this in absence of your pastor. I thank God for you. I thank God for your support. Not just financially. I thank God that you welcomed me. I thank God that you received my words these many years. And I thank God that you opened this pulpit to me. And I can say, look what God has done because you helped me to make it happen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now I want to pray for any of you who feel that you just can't get past what God is calling you to do, whether it's on your job, in your family, in your mind, in your spirit. If that's you, just raise your hand and say, Pastor Donna, just pray for me. Just pray for me. Just pray for me. Don't worry about anybody else who don't want to raise their hands. You, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? Anyone else? Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else? Yeah. We're going through. Let's be honest. Father, I pray, dear Lord God, for the hands that have been raised, that they would not don't give up. Stand with the Lord. The Lord has something. The Lord gave me a vision. I was fasting and prayer all of last week, and this is the vision he gave me. He said, when you see the storms, he said, your tendency is to look at the storm. He said, look behind the storm. The blessing is behind the storm. But Satan stirs up the storm to keep you so focused on the storm, you're not anticipating the blessing. So, Father, I pray for every hand that has been raised, that, oh God, you would strengthen them, oh God, because there is something behind that storm that is so big the enemy don't want them to see it. But I pray in the name of Jesus this morning that they will look beyond the storm and say, God, just give me the eyes to see that you're working behind the storms and the enemy is so mad that what you're bringing into my life, he wants me to just continue to focus on the storms before me and the storms in my life. But I want to thank you this morning, oh God, for what you have decreed for me, the legacy that is my life, the destiny that is my life. And one day, like Pastor Donna, I'm gonna stand up and give testimony. Look what the Lord has done. Thank you, God, this morning. And I pray, God, we stand together because you said if two agree on anything on earth, it's done in heaven. If we bind on earth, it's bound in heaven. If we loose on earth, it's loosed in heaven. And I bind in the name of Jesus everything that is trying to cause confusion, that is trying to discombobble, that is trying to confuffle, that is trying to destroy, dear Lord God, what you have for them. God, bring them out of that depression. Bring them out of that heavy spirit. Bring them out of discouragement and despair. To look up and know that behind the storm, hallelujah, you're working and you're coming. Hallelujah, there's a mighty work that is coming behind the storm, that you will give them the strength they need to stand strong. Give them the strength they need to spend some time in prayer. Give them the strength that they need even to fast and say, God, move this thing out the way so that your blessings can come. We claim it this morning. Loose over them, oh God, all the blessings that you have stored up for them. Loose over them, oh God, peace of mind. Loose over them, oh God, the strength to keep putting one foot in front of the other. Loose over them, oh God, peace of mind to sleep good at night. Loose over them, oh God, your might and power to stand strong and see the deliverance of the Lord in Jesus' name. And all God's sons and daughters said, amen. Come on, church, we gotta thank God this morning for his goodness. We gotta thank God for what he does for us. God bless you all this morning.